Welcome to Dunzo. This is a podcast that explores hookups and breakups of famous lovers and friends, both real and fake, and all the discarded pop culture of yesteryear. I'm your host, Troy McEady.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Loud and clear.
Oh my god. Oh my god. First of all, hi.
Hi, Troy. Hi.
How are you?
Oh my gosh. What a day.
What a fucking day. How are you feeling?
I feel really great. You know that everything that happened today with Brittany, obviously this is about Brittany, but it just compounded with the personal news, so I'm feeling pretty great.
Oh yeah, wait, do you want to tell your personal news?
I can't because I haven't told probably a current stakeholder in my personal news that I have personal news.
A stakeholder in your personal news. That's like the great, you should be a politician. That was amazing.
Yeah, I was trying to be as grim and cryptic as possible.
Oh my god.
I'm feeling really legal today. Jesse Chambliss Esquire.
Where are you? Yeah, Jesse Chambliss LLC. Well, there's three people here right now, so that's exciting already.
Wow.
First of all, I'm gonna be a little bit rusty on stereo because it's been a while.
Yeah, and, same.
Yeah, and they've updated the app, so there are things happening in places that they weren't before, so just bear with me. And this is also, by the way, to everybody listening, this is a completely open discussion, so like, absolutely, if people want to chime in, if you have comments, questions that I suppose one of us would maybe be able to answer, thoughts, if you just want to talk about how excited you are, this is like, we haven't had a win in a really long time for Britney fans, and this is like a really exciting day.
It has been too long. I mean, this is the second one in a row, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think the first one was really just her getting a voice, right? Mm-hmm. So it, two in a row just seems, it doesn't seem like we're living in reality, right?
Yeah, this is not what we're used to. Like, we are used to, like, once we're down, we get knocked down more and more and more. I mean, it's been 13 years of just, like, no, you know, nothing really super positive to come out of this. And this is like, this is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and truly just, you know, a couple of years ago when that fateful call from the paralegal, phoned in to Britney's gram. I mean, people who knew about the conservatorship knew before mm-hmm. that, but that was like, that was the butterfly effect, if you will, right? The wings right. were flapped over in Japan, and now we're finally feeling the typhoon or whatever it's supposed to be.
The moth wings had an effect.
Yeah, there we go.
What are your, first of all, what yeah. are your, I guess, what was your immediate reaction to like what happened today?
I truly couldn't believe it. And I know that's a cliche thing to say, but the fact that this man just kind of stormed into the court and he was like, I'm representing this woman. And she was like, yeah. And then they let it happen. Right. Because right. once again, nothing has been easy this whole time. It seemed almost like a telenovela, if you will.
Yeah. It's truly like the longest. It's been, yeah, it's such like a, I'm trying to think of the word, not like triumphant. There's like a word for like, it's just been such like a tale. Like mm-hmm. this is a story that could fill up several books, not just one. Oh.
Well, I mean, just imagine once things, you know, the dust kind of settles a little bit, you know, and she gets out of this because it seems like that's way more probable than it's been in a really long time. What, how are we even going to react in terms of the media? Because they're going to try and milk this for the general audience that's still kind of on the outskirts, right? I'm very curious to see the ripple effect there as well.
I know, not to speak too soon, not to like literally talk about her as if she's, but like, honestly, I've thought about this a lot. Like, what does this look like post, let's say that she does in fact become free, which is like so sure. crazy. What does that look like? Like, I guess, like, my mind, in my mind, I'm like, no, Britney wouldn't, like, stay in L.A. Like, Britney would leave L.A. and, like, just go in a car and a white Mercedes convertible, obviously.
Obviously.
She would just, like, take her car and, like, I would imagine go somewhere really rural and just, like, do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
But, you know, I think about this because I had the same thoughts. I was fully on the same page with you. But when I think about, like, if she wanted to go back to Louisiana, she probably, you know, it's tainted, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, her whole family is the connection to Kentwood, and they have been the oppressors this whole time. And, it, you know, even more so the past couple of years. Would she even want to go back to that place, you know, or is she going to try and emulate that elsewhere? That I don't know. Or is she just going to be like, I'm going to Maui full time?
See, that's what I think she would do. I think that knowing Britney, she would go somewhere really beachy, just like very beach. And yeah, I feel like Kentwood may be a little, it's like, why go to like where your dad has hooch buried in the yard? You know what I mean? Why not?
At this point, he hasn't buried a lot of places, so I don't know what to say. But
oh, the first order of business in this court hearing is to get the hooch out from my yard that is buried.
We are extracting the hooch, okay, judge?
I want these bags of jail hooch pulled out from my lawn. I will not stand for it any longer.
I am not for you know, domestic drilling. No. But if we need to do it to get the hooch, I'm here.
I don't know. I feel like Kentwood may be canceled with a K.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Right?
I love some alliteration, so I'm here for it.
I can't imagine that she, you know, especially in a place where everybody knows, it's like her dad is like basically the mayor of Kentwood. Yeah. Everybody knows him. You know.
Yikes. God. Like, I don't want to pay my utility bill to him. You know what I mean? I'm not interested.
God.
But he's probably the water department, too, and everything else. I mean, I grew up in a town like that, so I know the deal.
Oh, for sure. He pulls people over, even though he isn't a cop, and says, get out of the car, boy. You know what I mean?
Citizen's arrest. Yeah, totally with you.
But I do wonder, like, aside from where she'll go, I just wonder if this will like cycle, like, because the world's interest in her right now is so heightened more than it has been in like a decade. And I worry for her. Like, do you know what I mean? Cause people are going to be so obsessed with what she decides to do after this, mm-hmm. that it makes me wonder, like, is it just going to be some sort of 2007 2.0?
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's a really valid thing to consider. But really, I think obviously she's so much older now, mm-hmm. even. Sorry about that. Even though she's, kind of, you know, trapped in a certain period of time, unfortunately, not of her own doing, but because of everything, I do think that she is way older, way smarter. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like she's in a place where she can handle that freedom. I feel like she always has been, except for a very small period of time. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think she'll be fine. I feel positive that she's going to have a sort of great showing of life, whether it's performing or not, or whatever she chooses to do. I think it's going to be awesome. And I think she's going to own it.
Do you think it's true that Britney like wants to retire, or do you think that she is like, do you think that that's just something that they're like saying?
You know, I think there's an element of truth, but I think really, and this was said, she said this in her last testimony, she mentioned just taking a break. Like, she wanted to just have the freedom to take a break. And I think that mm-hmm. she's going to do things on her own terms now. You know, if she chooses to retire, like, good for her. I support her. But if she does decide to, you know, jump back into the scene, I mean, imagine she's going to have her, like, she's going to have any producer that she wants at her disposal. She's going to have any collaborators, any writers, because they're all going to want to work with her in her more, you know, free state, if you will, her freer state. I mean, there's so much good that could come out of that, and you know, so many bops. And you know, and part of me like would love for her to be able to redeem her career on her own terms and like do a Taylor Swift re-record and like give me that acoustic EP I've been wanting for a really long time, but that's neither here nor there. But you know, I think it's a toss-up.
I agree. I think it's a total toss-up. I do think, here's the thing, just like the thing that goes through my mind is like, okay, Britney Spears has never known anything but this life, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's an element of like you said, I think that she of course wants to take a fucking break after being forced to perform, you know, 70 to work 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
Is insane. Gross. So of course there's like an element of like you just need some time to yourself. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think that I don't know. I just feel like she probably wants to just like be in control of her, whatever she decides to do. I said this in one of the more recent episodes that I recorded, where it's like, there's a part of me that thinks that she just like will one day release the like Sheryl Crow Tuesday Night Music Club album that she always wanted to release.
Listen, and you know what? That might not be everyone's cup of tea, but it is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. Me too. Like, I just want to see what Britney Spears does when she's, like, completely free to do whatever the fuck she wants.
Uninhibited. And that's what I was uninhibited. Looking for. So yes. Sorry. I just could not remember the word I was looking for. Yes, please continue.
But no, that's the part. Yeah, just completely uninhibited. And also, like you said, like, mending. Because it's like, I've also been obsessively thinking about how weird it is for her to go to these events and go to these award shows and, like, go to these like red carpet moments where she's surrounded by people that she has worked with, that she's known for 22 years, that she has done music with, that she's performed with, you know, that like she's dated or hooked up with, and she can't even fucking speak to them. Just like how weird that is. And
oh, and the stuff about Lance Bass too, the husband. I was posting on Twitter. Like, I want to know who in her like former circle has really tried to reach out to and probably genuinely could not get a hold of her because you couldn't trust the Instagram because you never know who was running it. And also the phone number changed all the time. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. People, you know, reaching out to her and then all of a sudden they never are able to contact her again for over 10 years. Like, can you imagine?
No.
That is fucking insane. And
yeah.
Sorry. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and the fact that she's so humble and sweet and down to earth that she makes friends with, you know, like stylists that she used to work with and she had to be cut off from them. And, you know, the people that she referenced in AA that she wasn't able to talk to. Like, I really want her to reconnect with some people who genuinely want to connect with her, you know, just because they formed a bond with her, not because of all this hype surrounding her.
Totally. Yeah, like a natural bond just simply based on the fact that she was fucking Britney Spears. And you know what I mean? Was so powerful and had such an imprint in the music industry. And then to have it just, it's weird because it's like musically, obviously they've worked her like a slave and she hasn't gone anywhere. But like at the same time, she's disappeared in a way.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what I always think back to, Troy, and you're going to laugh at me, but you're also going to understand. do you remember those photos when she went to Kate Hudson's house for that game night in like 2015? Oh. And she was like, she had that ponytail and they were like taking cute pictures and she got to just have a girls' night. I think it was kind of an accident. I want more of that.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Totally. Like, yeah. I love that you even just brought that up.
I mean, you should not be surprised based on the fact that we talk every day about really random things like that.
Yeah. You want to listen to this call?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Holy shit. A la the Sheryl Crow Tuesday Night Music Club. Are we going to get Britney Spears' Jagged Little Pill? Because that would fucking slap so hard.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you know what? We almost got it. We almost got it with Original Doll back in the day.
Yeah.
That was going to be her Jagged Little Pill because she was pissed.
And how ironic. It's like, that was so clearly not meant to be because...
ironic.
Like...
Sorry.
You love a play on words. It's my favorite thing about you. But like, obviously that was not meant to be. And it's like, who knew that like the universe was saying, no girl, you'll have your Jagged Little Pill. Just wait.
And like, you're going to really mean it this time. Damn it.
Oh my God. Like the girl who has no problem saying fucking and fuck to a judge 40 times in a row. Like, I'm ready for her Jagged Little Pill.
I missed that. I really missed that. That was whenever she got past like PR Britney and she was like pre Kevin Federline when she started acting like that. Like that.
Right.
It was, but that's when, you know, she eased into it. And then, you know, she was completely just like doing whatever the hell she wanted with K-Fed. But like right before that, ooh, that was such a good moment. It was bad. Obviously, it was dark, but it was good.
It was good, though, because it was like a liberated woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like that was like, it's, I've said this a bunch of times. I, even looking back at 2007, as dark as all of that was, I look back and I think of it in a completely different way now that I'm older, where I'm like, no, she was just like full Xena warrior princess, like just like an angry, pissed off, vengeful woman. Like that's she was it was Gone Girl. Like, it was full Gone Girl.
you love that reference. You sneak Gone Girl into everything.
I probably mentioned Gone Girl to you once per day.
No, but you're right. Oof. It is, yeah. And just in one quick note, I know we have another message, but I think too, we're not fully in a place where we can appreciate women past the age of like 30, in media. We've still got a long way to go, but if anyone is going to, you know, usher us into that new era, I think it's current Britney. I really do.
Oh my God. I know that we're getting ahead of ourselves, but like, it just feels good to dream, you know?
It does. But you know, we also have to be careful because we're being consumers who like want Britney to give us something. And
I know.
So you have to strike that balance, but also like for someone whose art we've enjoyed for so long to have it in a more meaningful way is, yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah, and it's more, to be honest with you, it's more about the fact that, like, as real fans, I feel like we just know that she deserves that more so. Like, she deserves that for herself more than for us, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And even if it was a thing where, like, we, you know, it wasn't as commercial.
Right.
If it was just, like, a passion thing that she did that wasn't so focused on, like, making a ton of money, I'd so be into that.
Oh, my God. I can't even wrap my head around what that would look like, and I'm literally floating off the ground. Let's listen to Maggie's call.
Okay.
I really want her to feel in her heart that she is able to retire, and I would love for her to get in touch with like an amazing designer and get some high quality merch out there. Her fans have disposable income at this point, and we want to spend it on her. So just retire, have the amazing merch going, and when she's feeling creative and recharged and ready, if she wants to get back in the studio, that's just gravy.
I'm willing to work my entire life to repay her fortune.
Truly. But I also want her to like break the bank for all the people who have stolen from her over these years, right? Like, I want them to pay her back first before we worry about it.
Right. I want the court to just like drain them, their accounts, and like obviously none of them will ever be able to pay back what they really owe her, but it's like just drain them. Like,
well, I want Lou and all of her business deals to crumble. Like, first, that's first for me. Aside from, you know, like Jamie going to jail. But like, could you imagine if Lou lost the Kardashians and every other like shady business deal that she has? Like, I would probably like need to change my shorts. I would be so excited.
I'm surprised. How the fuck are people still partnered with her?
I don't know, but she's so, and like, it's not, it's such a paradox too, because if you think about the people who she's connected to, but like her stances on things, like it's just capitalism, right? Because like you would never see the Kardashians like outwardly, you know, be against LGBTQ people, because like, hello, that's probably half their income, right?
Right.
And then you have Lou Taylor, who's like donating money to like conversion therapy, like, you know what I mean? It's like,
right,
do y'all realize what's going on here? Or you do and you're just turning a blind eye because you're making money, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're totally, yeah, Kylie Cosmetics, we have questions.
Kylie.
Let's listen to Lex.
Okay, maybe I'm just dreaming big here, but I'm thinking, like, I feel like Britney would make double the money if she followed a passion project. Think of how many of us spent money to go see Crossroads.
Ugh. Oh, girl, I just replaced my DVD, so we're still spending money on Crossroads.
Replace your DVD? First of all, ridiculous.
She was scratched. It's been, you know, I've had her for a long time.
No, but you know what? That's such a good point too, because I feel like, well, one, if she painted something, I would buy it.
For sure. Are you kidding?
Hello. Even if it was like a mass produced thing, like, I want her to just like get a line of like home decor with Kohl's or whatever, like, and I will support it. Like, I don't care, whatever she wants to do. If she wants to, you know, make doilies, Britney doilies, like, I'm here for it.
It would be interesting, just Britney doilies, and they're just like in the shape of sunflowers, because that would be the brand. It would be interesting to see what her like unapologetic passion project would be, just like raw. And also just the thought of her calling like all of her old, like calling like Bloodshy and Avant. And
no, I can't talk about it.
You know what I mean? Like, and just making whatever, like, who knows what it could be. It's overwhelming. Should we talk about like what actually happened in court today?
I mean, I guess we can stop dreaming. Sure. That's fine.
Okay. Should we stop doing Britney porn on stereo and talk about the factuals or whatever?
Do we have one more audio message for dreamers?
Yes.
Let's probably do that.
Oh my God. It's from Britney Spears Custom Dolls. Oh my God. Wait. Okay. Let's
play. Oh, this. Wow.
I literally think Britney Spears should open her own dance studio, because yes. I think she would live for that. I think that would be the happiest thing she could do. All her passions would be involved in it. She loves kids. Literally, she's Britney's dance studio.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. the thing.
That is. And you know what? You better catch me down at the orphanage adopting a small child that I can put in that dance studio so I have a chance to meet her. I said it.
You, like, never even learn the child's name, but just bring it to the dance studio every single day. I just
borrow my niece and nephew from my sister, or, like, dress my dog up as a child. And I'm like, look, we're ready to dance. Sir, that's a dog.
And your dog's wearing a Megan Thee Stallion costume. You have to leave, sir. No, that's like, that is the thing. I think every Britney fan has always known that one day Britney would teach kids like full time, right?
And I would like just cry.
Oh God, that is what she'll do. She'll open a dance studio for sure.
I mean, that's fine with me. I'll take it. I'll take anything.
Are you kidding? I would love that. And that would be so meta, because she's like taught kids so many times in life. And also, it just reminds me of my favorite Herb Ritz, Britney Spears photo shoot from the year 2001, where she's like literally in a dance studio teaching like little boys ballet.
Mm-hmm. And what are the little kids that Ellen has had on a million times? Sophie and one of the little British girls.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she taught them like the work bitch, like part of the choreography, and they were in those like little princess dresses. I watched that approximately one day ago. Everything's fine.
I love that, because that's like, that clip is so cute, because it's like Britney obviously needs to have a little girl. I think everybody has always known that Britney deserves her baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh, this is what Britney would be like if she was a mom to like little girls.
Mm.
Crying. Okay, let's talk about core today.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Should we just talk about like a few of the things that she said? Yeah. So explosive.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wanted to, before we get into some of the things that, you know, she said she actually spoke herself. Do you see she had asked to speak privately in a sealed hearing first, but then mm-hmm. agreed to speak in an open court hearing? I mean, I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I've been very clear about the fact that I don't know anything about court. Like, I'm so terrible at court shit. So I'm, like, learning court things as this goes on. And I don't know, like, what the benefit of that would have been or, like, why she would have been advised to do it. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think I have a great answer, Troy. And that's not usually my MO, but also it was very, that part was a little confusing to me. I don't know if maybe she intended to say some other damning things that she didn't necessarily like want right. blasted. I don't know what that could even be at this point. But you know, I just wanted to mention that out into the open. But yeah, back to what she said, you know, What was one of the first things that struck you? We can go chronologically or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's wild that she, like anything that she says about her dad can still be considered shocking. But like, I think most people have wondered how that whole thing was able to happen, where he shook her son, and you know they like filed the restraining order or whatever, and like. I'm sure she thought, like, well, this will be, you know, because I remember at that moment, we all thought, like, well, this is obviously, you know, if he's, like, done something to her kid, then obviously, like, this will progress the conservatorship ending. And it didn't. And it was really, you know, it's like, to think that she's been living with that anger that this guy, this abusive drunk,
yeah,
who controls her life and controls her money, like, fucked with her kid. And it's probably not the first time that he's done something like that. And yeah. nobody even cared enough in the court system to do anything about it.
Yeah. And, you know, with Jamie's history of abuse, you know, you wonder how many things that Brittany, you know, didn't think were a big deal necessarily, maybe when she was younger, that he did, you know, probably more verbal than anything. But still, it makes me sad to think about, like, just, you know, this perpetuating cycle of verbal abuse that she's been in since she was a child, right?
Right. Right. And the fact that, like, it's been this sort of slow burn where, like, we have mm-hmm. always known since she was really young that, like, the thing, you know, her relationship with her dad was kind of strained and that it was really weird. And it's, like, looking back, I can't believe that we ever, I mean, she told us herself, like, this man literally wants nothing to do with me unless it has something to do with, like, my career or, like, financials or money. Like, he was never present in her life. And it's just wild to think, like, I'm estranged from my dad. Like, I don't talk to my father. So, mm-hmm. like, the thought of, you know, me having, like, a bad year or whatever, and then all of a sudden my dad, who I don't speak to, just controls like when I eat and if I can uh-huh. have soda and who I speak to and changes my phone. Like it's wild.
Yeah. And really here too, I'm thinking about Lynn a lot because I think like coming from the South and understanding that sort of Christian Southern culture overlay. Mm-hmm. Even though they were divorced, Lynn was still kind of like submitting to Jamie's demands and will. Mm-hmm. And how Brittany was probably taught to be that exact same way. And if you think about Brittany when she was younger, it was always yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, very Southern. Mm-hmm. You know, you're really caught in these gender roles and all this kind of stuff. And I'm sure that not only was she pissed about her dad being involved in everything, she probably felt still that he had some sort of like, you know, head of household role in her life in the beginning. I'm sure mm-hmm. that she had a lot of conflicting feelings, which just makes me feel even grosser about it.
Oh, for sure. I feel like that can be summed up by the fact that she calls him daddy in court.
Yep. still calls him daddy.
Mm-hmm. Like that, yeah. I mean, that literally confirms everything you just said. It's like,
yeah,
she's in court calling this man daddy. So it tells you just like how deep the layers of trauma really go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oh wait, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead, Troy.
I was also gonna say, aside obviously the stuff with her bringing up like her son was mm-hmm. wild, but I can't believe when I read that she cried in court, I just fucking lost it. And she, according to what we've read, because obviously we haven't like heard this firsthand, but mm-hmm. she cried because she brought up the fact that her family went on the vacation that she was supposed to go on herself mm-hmm. to her vacation home
in Destin, yeah,
when she was sent away, and mm-hmm. they knew that she was basically being tortured, and they went on her trip to her home.
Like, what's even more confusing to me is, like, Lynn and Jamie are divorced, and they don't right. have that sort of, like, we didn't work out in our marriage and we're friends, you know, type of relationship, which happens because relationships are complicated and there's nuance. Mm-hmm. They're people who divorced because he was an abusive alcoholic. Like, it wasn't good. And right. they're all going on vacation together. Ugh, it's psychotic. It's really gross. And, you know, Lynn's all trying to like play good mom right now. I'm like, why didn't you do that years ago?
The Lynn of it all is also the Lynn of wild.
It
all.
It really is. And she hasn't specifically called out her mom. She either calls out her dad specifically or her entire family. And you know, I've said this before, I want to hear her speak directly about Jamie Lynn and Lynn.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. I would love to hear, like, I also, that's another thing that I obsessively think about is, like, obviously we know now that Britney is, like, very eager to talk. She's very eager to speak.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to fucking let have. She is ready to expose these people. Like, she's angry, and she's so much to say. And all we've heard from people on the inside is that we could never actually fathom how bad it really is, and that, like, what she has said is, like, nothing, really. It's, like, not even scratching the surface. So, yeah. I can't imagine what that will look like for her to just, like, spill her feelings in front of the fucking world. But also, it's, like, it's just not what I was expecting. At the when mm-hmm. this all started, when the court stuff started and right before she spoke, I didn't think that Britney was going to be so eager to, like, let have.
Me neither. Because we haven't
seen that side of her in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time to see that little fiery Southern girl.
Yeah.
And speaking of, like, letting loose and anger and everything, can we just, like, shit on Vivian for a moment?
Please.
That toad, nasty slime bitch. Oh, my gosh. I don't call women that word, but I've dehumanized her. And she, like, that is that woman is pure evil. Like, she's just as bad as Jamie. She's just as bad as everybody else who's been doing this to Brit. And it makes me absolutely sick. Like, I get it. Due process. You're a lawyer. You are neutral and you're just trying to defend your person, whatever. Mm-hmm. But also, like, do you sleep at night? Like, are you okay? Can you do that? It, like, I just want to know what you thought about what Vivian said.
I mean, listen, when Britney said that she was convinced that they wanted her dead, like, I was so happy that she actually said that, because mm-hmm. that is an element of celebrity, that, like, celebrities are worth more dead than alive.
Yeah.
And especially if it's somebody, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have great evidence of that with Aaliyah and mm-hmm. with MJ, I mean, Kurt Cobain, like, anytime their estate is immediately Elvis, anytime their estate is immediately taken over by some weird people that probably aren't the family because they were locked in some weird contract. Mm-hmm. And then they make bukus off of merchandising deals. And, like, we've all, like, kind of in the shadows been talking about that and nervous about that with Brit.
Yeah, we've all been nervous that, like, you know, she's gonna die in quotes, and then they're going to, you know, put out some statement that she like OD'd or something, or like some cliche thing. Like we've all sort of had that fear. So it was really, again, it's like she's just like, she's Annie Oakley right now and just doesn't give a fuck what she says.
Yeah.
But like to hear her confirm that, like she too thought they're gonna try and fucking kill me and, you know, and then just make money off my likeness until the end of time. Like that was a really crazy, but I believe her. Like the way that she's been treated, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that these people have contemplated, had meetings about, spoken about, like expiring her. Like when do we just do it?
And you know, it's funny too, because it's in contrast to, you know, like what happened with Michael Jackson and some of the others. You know, obviously certain celebrities that have died, just it was a freak accident. And, you know, the shady stuff happened with their estate. But then others, like Michael Jackson, it was happening before they died, you know. And but with Michael Jackson, it was like he was shrouded in controversy, of course, already. And so he was, you know, not credible in the public eye. And then, you know, they were kind of doing stuff behind closed doors. It was almost like, and, you know, same with Whitney Houston. A lot of stuff that happened with Whitney didn't come out until later. But we've been seeing this happen in plain sight with Britney for over a decade, which is just wild that they, that these people were able to get away with this whenever it used to be so closed door. It's all gross and it's all horrific, but it was just happening in public. We were just watching it.
Watching it slowly. And like, I mean, one day when we're able to process everything that's happening at rapid speed right now, it'll be really interesting to examine the fact that she is the first celebrity in celebrity history to have her fans like take control of her narrative for her and literally step in and say, we know better. Like, let us handle this for her.
Yeah.
And she let us.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know. I know. And if you think about, like, if we didn't have social media, none of this would have happened. I also wanted to mention something about, like, what Rosengart said. He was basically saying that, like, he threw Vivian's words back at her. And he was like, you know, you say that Jamie loves his daughter, but if he really did, why is he putting her through all of these, you know, all of this court and distress, instead of just stepping away? If he really loved her, he would just resign. Because that's exactly what she wants.
And like, do you really want to drag, like, you really are that much of an old stubborn drunk? Like, you really want to drag this out longer? Like, you will never be able to exist in society again, ever.
Well, you know that, like, the whole Team Con is really grasping at straws, right? Because they're requesting all these exorbitant legal fees and fees for other things and security, because they know we're kind of at the end. I really feel like that's why they're doing some of these crazy requests right now. And it's so public because they're getting scared. I mean, people are dropping like flies, and I mean, the writing's on the wall. They know it.
Yeah, they must be freaking the fuck out. I can't even imagine the conversations that are happening. Can you imagine what Jamie Spears is saying to people right now?
Oh, well, I'm sure he's at the local diner having coffee with, you know, the people that he knows for his whole life in his hometown. And he's saying, you know, they're painting me to be this whatever type of person. And all I wanted to do was just love my daughter. And that's all I've ever done. And I've just looked out for her. I took care of her. I did this for her career. Blah, 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 blah. You know that they're having coffee at like 7:30 at that diner. And Jamie is pouring a little bit of something extra in his coffee when no one's looking. And he's having these types of conversations with anyone who will listen. Because, and I say that because I know that person. Like, I am from, if you don't know people listening, because you probably don't, because you don't know who I am. I'm from rural Arkansas. I know Jamie Spears. Like, I know that person. He never processed his trauma because he is a Southern man who's in his 60s and he grew up in a different time and you weren't allowed to do that. You weren't allowed to like have feelings. He had a terrible relationship with his dad. He experienced a lot of traumatic events. He turned to substance abuse, which is tragic. And, you know, it's sad. It's not like I'm trying to make fun of him. It's sad. Right. And he is perpetuating these cycles of abuse, of, you know, the inability to process our feelings and just like actually do work on ourselves as humans. Because all of that, once again, is still kind of like tied up in culture and misogyny, because working out your feelings is considered feminine and that's bad. If you just want everything in a nutshell.
They're painting him out to be a monster.
Yeah.
And he's the one that cooks his baby's grits, put sprinkle cheese in it, just how she likes.
Can you believe that he, oh gosh, anyway.
Listen, Jimmy deserves one pot of grit, of hot grits with sprinkle cheese to the face. That's what I would sentence him
no,
with.
No, I'm going anal cavity.
hot sprinkle cheese grits up the ass.
Up the anus. Mm-hmm. Right up that b-hole. Because
they're painting him to be a monster.
Right up that b-hole. So sorry wait, I so said that.
Yeah, b-hole threw me off a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
I am interested in your you have slightly controversial thoughts about Jamie Lynn, correct?
Not slightly controversial. I would say that I think in my heart of hearts I was wanting someone to be like good and normal, and so I delusioned myself into thinking that maybe they were okay on some level. And here's why. And there's only really one instance.
Okay.
Do you remember when Radio Disney gave her that award and they had that tribute show and Britney's eyes lit up whenever she saw Jamie Lynn on the stage performing?
I'm hanging out. The mention of Radio Disney, I'm hanging out.
Well, I know. I'm canceling myself. I was like, maybe there's some nuance to their relationship. And that was really it. And also, Britney doesn't like has not posted like normal things on her Instagram in a really long time. But in Christmas of 2019, going into 2020, I believe, she was with Jamie Lynn, and they were hanging out because Jamie Lynn posted like a random story, and you could like they were just like dancing or something like that. And Britney never posted anything about it, but Jamie Lynn did, and so I know that they were in contact as late as that Christmas period. And so, you know, there've been some like sprinklings of clues, and that's really it. It's not because Jamie Lynn has done anything right or reacted in any normal way and has killed cats, obviously. But the fact that there's evidence of them like having still been in contact as early as, you know, like a year or so ago, just made me at least second guess things.
You were hopeful.
Yeah, because we know that she's not talking to her dad.
Listen, this is how I feel about Jamie Lynn, and this will never change.
No, that's fine. She's awful.
No, like, she is awful, but I also think that one day, like, we will get to a point where we work through Jamie's trauma, because, like, Jamie Lynn has trauma, and, like, we know that, like, Jamie Lynn worked for Dan Schneider for years, and the whole thing is just like so fucking dark. Yeah. Like Jamie Lynn has shit that she also needs to work through. It's it's like you said with her dad. Like it's more sad than anything. I think with Jamie Lynn, the thing that makes it harder for people to sympathize is like she's just so Jamie Lynn about it. Like she's so like neck windy about it, and it's like girl. Like, first of all, who are you winding your neck at on Instagram Live? Like, what are you doing?
And also, like, you are still, like, technically, like, working. Like, where's your media training? Like, where's your publicist? Right.
Aren't you a country star?
Yeah, and, like, on that random Netflix show, like, can you do better instead of, like, putting that random filter on your Instagram and, you know, going on your stories and being like, I don't care if my sister goes to Mars and has a million babies. Like, what?
Or dominates the world like she has so many times in the
past. Like she has so many times before.
So I listen. fucking Jamie. And also, I just feel like when it comes to that family in general, like, I think that they stopped viewing Britney as a human person a really long time ago.
Yeah.
And for us, it's like unimaginable. And it's like, it's hard to wrap your mind around treating somebody that you care about or once cared about as cruel as they've treated her. But like, I think it goes without saying, like, you can't treat somebody like that and still view them as like human. Like, they have obviously completely dehumanized her. They have no real, true emotional attachment to her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully agree. It's like whenever, you know, you dehumanize a certain group of people, and so you don't actually like have to view them as a human with a soul and, you know, like a whole life and wants and needs and desires.
Right.
You know, she was literally a cash cow.
Yeah. Especially her dad. Like, mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, it's probably been even before Britney was famous that he stopped really viewing her as like a priority, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And back to the money of it all. You know, I don't think what I have is, in terms of closure from what everything that happened today, I don't think I have full closure about where we are with all of the random like fees and money and everything that's been requested, not only for like Jamie and the media company, that like 500 grand or whatever, and then or even more, whatever, it was like way more than that. It was a ridiculous amount for like PR stuff or whatever bull crap that he came up with. And then also the Jody's security. I know that like Rosengart's gonna confer with Britney to see if that, you know, if that seems reasonable, but where did we land on all of those random fees? Like, do you have any insight into that?
I think that that's as far as we know, that like he was just like, we immediately addressed it, but was like, this needs to be looked into, this is fucking ridiculous, and also this is not a concern. Like, stop trying to blow dust in people's eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, at this point, I know it's worked. And I would imagine for them, they're probably like, wait a minute, for 13 years, we've been able to very sloppily convince people that everything's fine. And for whatever reason, it's not working now. I'm sure that's very confusing for them, because it has worked for a really long time. And the hilarious thing is, like, these people are so sloppy and so half-assed. Like, Jamie Spears is not fucking Kris Jenner. You know what I mean? Like, he's not Joe Simpson. He's an old drunk.
And it just proves that you can be a white, mediocre man and make so many things happen in the U.S.
Yes.
Even in our justice system, when you are dumb as a knob, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me... just, you know, I already had lost faith in our justice system because of everything that happened, but for Jamie Spears to be able to work it in his favor, I know that he had smart people around him though, and that's definitely like why it got so far.
For sure. Yeah, he's got really smart people around him that just kind of like direct him on who to, you know, attack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
like the fact that Lou Taylor just swooped in at some point randomly and was like, oh, this seems like it's something I could exploit. I've done this before. And these people, it was like they just found him. It was like some weird way that fate brought them all together to be able to help Jamie. And if he didn't have those people involved in everything, I know that it wouldn't have gotten to the point that it did. He would have been able to do some stuff, you know. But it just makes me wish that like a couple of the pieces hadn't fallen into place.
Like, so perfectly for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really interesting... Brittany the Stan on Twitter has this really, really interesting thread about the similarities, the really disturbing similarities between Brittany's conservatorship and Michael Jackson's estate. Yeah. And, like, there are many of the same people involved, the same, like, players and companies and teams... And it was also confirmed that, like, Michael reached out to her and was like, you need to retire young. Like, don't end up like me. Literally, like, the week before he died, basically. Like, don't end up like me. Don't allow them to, like, trap you, basically. You know? Yeah.
And talk about sad. Just.
I know.
And you know, we don't know how she responded to that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an audio message if you want to listen to that.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. What's up? Yeah, you know what? Britney Spears' attorney was getting paid under the table by her dad. How is he representing her all these years and she didn't know she could submit to cancel, you know, or fight the conservatorship, and he kept her in the dark? There's something major fishy about that.
First of all, bitch from Brooklyn, you're iconic. Just simply based on your voice and name. You're living up to the name. Let's just start with the praise that you
Brooklyn deserve. Yeah, absolutely.
no, for sure. I mean, I don't remember who it was, and I'm sorry to this person. Somebody messaged me the other day. Somebody messaged me the other day, and they were talking about, like, they had, like, court stuff going on with, like, a divorce. Uh-huh. And they were talking about how they found out that their ex-husband was, like, paying the judge to just, like, do whatever. And that was just, like, in a divorce case between two normal people. these people that work in this courthouse are, like, just fucking paid. They're all getting paid. Being paid. Like, that's the whole thing. And that, to me, is why it's why it adds this extra layer of, like, complicated to this, because all the players, like, Jamie can't, I don't even think Jamie could just, like, step down, because now he's made himself responsible for 13 years for a lot of people's income.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he pays people, so many people, with this conservatorship. And I think that adds, like, a whole layer to this.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels like he has a knife to the throat at times, too, because of some of the powerhouses that he's been canoodling with over the years that he now has money ties to, right?
Right.
And, yeah, you're totally right. And, you know, if you think about it, too, just because they're in the state of California and you have so many high-profile people that live in, you know, in like LA County and like, that's exactly where you're going to see so much corruption, because there's so much more at stake. Like, how do you have ethical people working in that space when there's so many high profile people who have to go through your court system? Like,
right.
Obviously it's going to be just full of corruption.
Right. And, like, the amount of money, I mean, just the amount of money that we're talking about, like, you know, a true, like, estate, $600 million, like, 13 years of millions of dollars just being pumped into the court system, and, you know, having Jamie not really have to answer to anybody with how he spends his money or who he gives it to. Mm. I cannot even imagine how much money these people have made, like, the judges and the people behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have another audio message too.
Okay.
I worked for attorneys in New York for a number of years, and they're fucking shit bags. They really are. They do backdoor deals. I used to see this shit go on in front of me. I would be flabbergasted all the time. I'm like, wow, what a douchebag. And little did they know, their clients, what was going on. Ex-husbands going to their wives' attorneys. So yeah. In addition to that, I was reading in the Times that Britney Spears only has facts 30% custody of her two sons. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking bizarre. They're 14 and 15 years old. She's never going to harm her fucking kids. This is horrific. Yeah. I got on my free Britney t-shirt, guys, and I'm just listening in.
I want you to swaddle me. I'm following you immediately. And I need swaddled. I'm not kidding.
Put me in that free Britney bosom right now.
Like, literally swaddle me up tight and make sure my arms are down and, like, hold me. I'm not kidding. No, like, here's the thing.
Shit.
The custody of it all. Like, we're not talking about Kevin enough.
We are absolutely not talking about Kevin enough. And Kevin, oh man, you know, Kevin was not an active player in this, but he stood on the side because he was like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep getting my alimony and child support or whatever. And fine by me.
Like, what, like, what the fuck? Kevin has been watching, as if we couldn't hate this man enough, right? Like, as if we already didn't have such an intense disdain for Kevin Federline, we find out that he has been watching this woman be tortured silently for over a decade. He's been watching and, like, super chill about it.
And it's funny, too, because, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship Jamie or K-Fed ever had or have, to be honest with you. But the moment that Jamie did something out of line and touched Britney's son, K-Fed was on that custody shit, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes it – that gives another layer of it being sick. And – You know, I talked to you, what I said before, like, I know Jamie Spears, like, I've met that man, not him literally, but I've met that man before, you know, I know exactly what this type of person is. We've all met a K-Fed too.
Mm-hmm.
We've all met a K-Fed. And so, you know, to see a K-Fed be able to profit so much off of this and capitalize on this situation just makes you even, like, even angrier too, because you think about that K-Fed in your life who's done that to someone else.
Do you think, I mean, I know Kevin's lawyer released a statement after Britney gave her speech saying, like Kevin is completely uninterested in giving any more custody to Britney. And Kevin believes that this should, you know, these claims that she was on lithium, like, we want to know what the reason was that they gave her lithium, because obviously doctors don't just give people lithium for no reason. So there must have been some reason. And before we can talk about custody, we have to address, why do they feel the need to drug her? Like, you can see the angle that he's trying to play, and it's like, dude, like, you have gotten so lucky. You being in that club that night, like, changed your whole gig, and now it's like, it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I go to the club all the time, and I don't meet a pop star who's going to pay for my whole life afterwards. Like, what the hell? Yeah.
I don't get asked to go to Europe.
And then get a UPN show out of it. I would still take a UPN show out of it, even though the UPN doesn't exist. I still. Anyway.
Don't even get me started on Chaotic.
Don't. You know I have my feelings. I can't watch it.
I know. I'm going to get you to one day.
I've seen it, but I can't watch it again. Like, I could never revisit. But no, you're totally right. And you know, it makes me think about, like, who else that's kind of adjacent to the situation, you know, do we need to, like, take down? Like, we have the people who are obviously, like, directly involved in the conservatorship, but, you know, we have the K-Feds. Who else has profited off of this?
Where do you stand on, we have another message.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right, guys. The minute they take those two boys away from Kevin, he's going to be cut off the child support. And I was reading, it's like a ridiculous figure. I think it was like $60,000 a month for the two kids. So he's kept them in custody, and he played a big role in mind fuckery too. Everyone close to her destroyed her. I don't blame her for having a fucking meltdown years ago. And then the paparazzi, that, you know, sprinkled into that shit too. I felt bad for her, man. This poor girl. We got to free her. Let's put on our mask and, like, go kidnap her right now, guys. Come on. Free Britney.
Listen, my mask is already on. My mask is, like, I'm pulling it down right now. Let's go.
Yeah, I've got my Free Britney Speedo on. I'm ready to go swim some laps and then...
actually, something that I wanted... That brings up a point that I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest transition.
I'm ready.
So, Britney's past, right? Like, even when you and I were planning on doing this tonight, I was, like, trying to pull up articles and stuff to just have them ready. And literally, I kid you not, as somebody who is consumed by this and, like, has to do it as a job, a second gig, it is damn near impossible to pull up a Britney Spears article and not have the top of it and the bottom of it be a whole synopsis of her trials and tribulations from 13 years ago. They love to retell the story of her in the bathroom. and they love to retell the story of, like, you know, the paparazzi taking upskirts photos and stuff. It's like, why? Like, I can't wait to get to a point where she doesn't have to fucking live in her trauma anymore. And I have theories about that. My theory, and then I will let you talk. Pent up about this for a while. I think that Britney Spears is forced to live in her trauma because she's never been allowed to address 2007. And that year will always be tied to her, obviously. But, like, our obsession with 2007, especially the media's obsession with it, mm-hmm. is, like, has to come to an end. Like, it was a really fucking long time ago. And I can't wait for the day that she gets to talk about all that stuff and, like, what she was going through. We've heard her talk about it one time in 13 years when she did For the Record. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can't even imagine how ready she is to move past that.
Yeah. And there's so much more to say about Britney Spears than just all of her trauma, too. Oh, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, why aren't we talking about this wonderful thing she did in Vegas for the Children's Hospital that was dissolved by Lou Taylor? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's so many other things to talk about. Like, we get it. She had a hard time. Like, who the fuck hasn't? And there are so many other interesting things to discuss. Like, the fact that she was rumored to be dating Chris Angel or Howie Day. Like, that's fun. Let's talk about that.
Right. Oh, my God. Yes. There's so many. If we are going to talk about 2007, there are so many unearthed hot takes. Like, so many hot takes that deserve more attention. Like, so many interesting people during that time. And, like, just interesting moments. And we only talk about the same shit all the time.
Yeah. And
I don't know. It's really grating more now. Because it's, like, when you're trying to read about what happened maybe, like, in court or whatever, you have to skim through, you know, two full pages on the New York Post about her custody trial in 2007 or, like, whatever. Like, it's just annoying.
It's exhausting. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear her thoughts on the verse in Perfect Lover that says, pull up to my bumper, need a pump, not a chump. Fill me up, I'm running low. That's what I want to hear about, because that is one of my favorite – that is one of my favorite Britney verses. We've talked about this before, but that's one of my favorite Britney verses, like, ever.
It's one of the most clever, sexually clever written lyrics I've ever heard in my life.
Like, can we talk about that? Can we talk about, like, I want to know her thoughts, because she's never really able to like, truly, freely speak about, like, her music and, like, her, like, certain choices with her career. Like, I want to know the songs she hates. I want to know if she actually hates Sometimes. I want to know...
Right.
I want to know what choreography is, like, super annoying to her. I want to know, like, moments that she – or, like, songs that she doesn't ever get to perform that she really wants to. Like, I want to hear her talk about the alien thing that happened with the residency. I want to hear other things that aren't about her, like, having a breakdown. I want to hear some, like, fun, low-stakes, juicy gossip.
What song do you think Britney hates performing the most?
Oh, wow. That's really hard. I know that she, like, actually likes Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
She's mentioned that. And I know that she, like, does, like, Oops and Baby. Oh, my gosh. Did you just get a weird alert from Stereo?
Yeah. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, it was like, Stereo will be right back. And I was like, no, the hell you won't.
No, it won't, sis.
I don't know. Okay, tell me your theory. What do you think?
Well, I think the answer is work, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, because she's not singing it. And it's like, can you imagine what it feels like to, A, perform a song that isn't your voice?
Yeah.
And B, like, to me, work, bitch, you and I have talked about this before, but, like, that song embodies everything bad. Like, I hate... that song. I've never listened to it on my own, ever. Maybe, like, the first couple times it came out.
Do you know that it's one of my alarms because it terrifies me? Like, it wakes me up immediately.
Yeah, it's a good alarm.
Yeah. Okay, we have an audio message, too.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I definitely think she hates performing Slave for You. So.
That hurts. Yeah. I've thought of that, but it hurts me.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, God. Yes, for sure. She definitely probably has a problem at this point with Slave for You, for sure.
I mean, it's so funny though too, because the moment she breaks out that original choreo, regardless of what she's done the rest of the song, right, like people are plucking out their eyeballs and like throwing them on the stage.
I told you a month ago, I was like drunk. I was drinking with my friend and we were doing like Britney choreo things, but like, and I just told you earlier that I do have like a real pageant mom side of me.
Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, keep going.
Where like things like that start off like fun, but then they very quickly become not fun and like scary.
Yeah.
And like she was like being too lax about the like choreography, like making fun of it, and it literally
Did you kick her in the shins? You probably did.
I pushed her down to the ground and said, "You can't." Every time she tried to get up, I pushed her back down and said, "Not until you apologize."
And then you all got really heated and angry. You stormed off and you texted "bitch from Brooklyn" and you were like, "Swaddle me. I need this right now."
Yeah, I said, "I need a good swaddle from."
I need a good swaddle. I'm baby. What song do you think, like, aside from Alien, what song, like, maybe an album track, do you think that she really likes and she would want to perform? Oh, please say that she doesn't get to perform. Please say My Baby from Circus.
The correct answer is My Baby. Could you imagine if she came on only actually at this point, like, maybe
I'll take it.
Actually, yeah. Right now, like, that might be the answer, to be honest.
Honestly, give me the Thunderpuss remix of My Baby.
I can. That is so inappropriate. We have to edit that out. We have to find a way to context it.
No, that's a real remix. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know. It feels inappropriate to make fun of My Baby or anything in the current state.
You're right. I'm sorry.
No, I think a song that she never gets to perform that she probably wants to real bad, I would imagine it would have to be something from probably Blackout. I would say maybe like a weird Blackout track. Like she never gets to, she did say at one time during a 2-minute Ryan Seacrest interview where she later left to shower. She did say that Heaven on Earth was her favorite song from Blackout. And she's never been able to perform that. That would be fucking incredible to see her perform Heaven on Earth.
Yeah. I wonder if she wants to perform Mannequin. I mean, I know she did it on the circus tour a little bit, but because she co-wrote that one, and it's literally one of my favorite. Like, it's made such a resurgence for me.
Whew. Yeah, it's
I'm sweating.
I know, me too. Once you start talking about Britney music, things between us get real. Now we're talking just, like a mile a minute.
Yeah, and we're just like looking at each other from across the room, and there's like a glass wall between us, and we're just like pressed up against it and sweating. Yeah, no, I know.
Fully talking like Madonna and Britney on the opposite ends of the wall. You're contorting your body into a pretzel.
I was about to say, I'll be Madonna.
Thank you. Wow. I don't know. Do you have anything else that you want to add? We've been on for an hour.
Yeah, and people are still here. So, like, kudos to you.
I know. Thank you guys for listening.
I just wanted to know, like, does anybody else have any final thoughts? Any questions they don't feel like were answered today? Something that was just, like, really stand out that we haven't talked about?
I'm trying to think if there's anything stand out that I feel like I need to say still. I'm sure the minute we hang up, I'll have, like, this really profound thought.
Yeah, 46 things that you're going to send to me or an audio message, because Troy and I like to send audio messages to each other.
Yeah, except the problem though is that like neither of us like to be the last person to respond and then send another text. Like we have this weird thing now.
It's because Troy doesn't text people back, but like it's fine.
That's not true. See, let's not even do that on stereo.
We can do this while we're waiting. It's fine.
I can tell everybody listening right now that Jesse is one of those people that accuses other people of not being a good texter and doesn't see the flaw in his texting. He's not a good texter.
I have the receipts, and actually I've never been accused of being a bad texter because I'm such a consistent and good texter. Anyway, we have an audio message.
We do.
Sorry, I'm so annoying probably at this point, but I just want to say, one, thanks for having this, and two, I definitely think Britney will be free. Like, I don't have any doubt in my mind at this point. I 100% think this conservatorship is gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And first of all, Britney Spears custom dolls. Troy and I are both fans and follow you on mm-hmm. Instagram. So you're not being annoying at all.
Yeah.
You are welcome to chime in. And we literally both gasped and like grabbed our pearls whenever you like hopped in.
I'm so excited that you're still here.
Yeah. I definitely like blasted through my shirt with my nipples whenever I saw you. So thank you so much. I'm unhinged tonight. I'm so sorry.
You are. No, you're right though. It's like at this point, it's too glaring. It's too. It would just be such a crazy, just like smack in the face of the judicial system. Even though this already has been, but to like have Congress fucking say something about it and then be like, no, sorry, you guys, no,
yeah. Like,
I mean, I these people know at this point that they wouldn't survive that, to be honest.
If the right-wing extremists are jumping on the cause for clout, you know that, like, it's a big deal.
Totally.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, I don't have any final thoughts. I think I've rambled enough. I feel like I dominated all of the conversation, and I am so sorry. But also, I'm not sorry, because I had a lot to say.
You didn't, first of all, you didn't dominate the conversation. And also, if you did, you wouldn't have been sorry. And I know that.
Oh my God. That's so true. Domination, the new Vegas residency.
Well, thank you guys for listening and staying the whole time. This was like, this. I needed this. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you, Troy. I only stereo when I'm with Troy. So I hope to see you all again. If you're a horror buff, we are going to do some horror slasher movie chats soon. But there was just too much Britney of it all today.
Yes, we are going to do a really fun horror thing. We should do it this week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, down to clown. We could do it this weekend. Oh, wait, we have another audio message.
Wait,
oh,
and it's Bitch from Brooklyn. Yeah. Oh,
you guys are fucking cool. Let me know when you're back on. Have a great night, guys. It was fun.
Oh, you'll know when we're back on because, girl, we're friends on here now, so you will know. And that's exciting. Yay. Well, thank you guys for listening.
It was so lovely hearing from y'all and you all listening. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye, Jesse.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Dunzo. This podcast is a part of the Solid Listen Network. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/solidlisten for exclusive content. You can follow me on Twitter at Troy McGee, and you can follow the podcast on all forms of social media at DunzoPod. That's DUNZO. Thank you to executive producer Molly McAleer and coordinating producer Nicole Matthew.